The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. Now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, it has been a very challenging year. Again, but I'm pleased to say that despite that, we have a wide range of releases for the year, both through music and books. This week, winding down the Cocktail Nation for the season, I bring you the very best of the best to enjoy with a song that I came across this year. Been loving this one. It's the Sexican and Cuatro de la Banda on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
When the only sound in the empty street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belongs to a lonesome cop, she opens shop. When the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of this wayward town, that a smile becomes a smirk, she goes to work. Love for sale, appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled, love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale.
Who will buy?
Who would like to sample her supply? Who's prepared to pay the price
for a trip to paradise?
Love for sale.
Let the poets pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better fall than they.
If you want the thrill of love, she's been through the mill of love.
Old love,
new love,
every love but true love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale.
If you want to buy her wares,
follow me and climb the stairs.
Love for sale.
Let the poets pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better fall than they.
If you want the thrill of love, she's been through the mill of love. Old love,
new love,
every love but true love for sale.
Appetizing young love for sale.
Love for sale.
If you wanna buy her wares,
follow me and climb the stairs.
Love for sale.
Cocktail Nation with Tony Bennett and Love for Sale. It was released this year featuring the previously released singles Love for Sale and I Get a Kick Out of You, in addition to 10 new tracks. It's the second collaborative album for Gaga and Bennett, who previously joined forces in 2014 for Cheek to Cheek. It's unclear whether the duo will have a chance to collaborate again on a fully formed project in the future. And of course, Tony Bennett announcing that he's going to be winding down and won't be performing live anymore, sadly, due to Alzheimer's. But what a fabulous, fabulous album. And if you don't have that one in your collection of Tony Bennett albums, well, you absolutely need it.
Cocktail Nation.
Now, one of my favourite releases for the year was from Darren Long of the Tiki Lights with the album Cocktail Time with the Tiki Delights.
Cocktail Nation.
Particular song you're talking about that you really like, Shaking That Stirred.
Yep.
That's been kind of a... I've been proud of that, and I've been, you know, over the last year of being in the studio and working on this project, always in the back of your mind, you're thinking, what are people going to think of this? I hope they like it, you know, I hope they like the album. You go through all that stuff. So you made my day by, you know, responding so quickly to that song and your first reaction. I always joke with people. I said, you know, when you write the music and you're recording it and you're mixing it and you're mastering it, you go through this whole process for months and months and months, and you've heard all these songs a bazillion times, you don't really know if it's any good anymore because you're so saturated with it. But what you want is when somebody hears it for the very first time, that's the best, honest reaction, you know, right there.
The clock strikes cocktail time in the penthouse suite. He moves with measured grace behind the bar. The lights are soft and low in his swank retreat, while below, a striking beauty parks her car. The elevator gently glides to the 15th floor. Contemplates his kiss and warm embrace. Though it's her duty to disarm him behind closed doors, she may fall prey to the passion in this place.
Shaken, not stirred, the dry martinis flow. Each unaware of what the other knows. Lost in the moment while Sinatra sings intoxicating tunes, seductive words. Shaken, not stirred. Shaken, not stirred.
Crescent moon glows in the penthouse suite. They move with carefree grace in unguarded solitude. Espionage loses out in the swank retreat as two romantic spies, completely mesmerized, indulge in their top secret interlude.
Shake and not stir, the dry martinis flow. Each unaware of what the other knows. Lost in the moment while Sinatra sings intoxicating tunes, seductive words. Shaken, not stirred.
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 This is the Cocktail Nation.
city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there, and they're all living devil may care, and I'm just the devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. Kapow! How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need's a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I saw what you did there. And now, ladies and gentlemen, joining me at the microphone, Ms. Allison Crowe.
Ow, I'm gonna keep on the run. I'm gonna have me some fun if it costs me my very last dime.
Sing it.
If I wind up broke, well, I always remember that I had a real swinging time.
Ah, shoot.
Give her everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay high. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Oh, viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva.
Cocktail Nation, Richard Cheese and Viva Las Vegas. And what I see is a bit of a coup for the lounge scene. Richard got a spot in the intro of the 2021 release of the Zack Snyder film Army of the Dead, a fantastic zombie film. Well, as fantastic as zombie films go. But it was nice to get a nod anyway for the lounge. Now, I was pleased to see another album came out from a good friend of the show, James Spencer, with the release of Sharing Sharing.
Cocktail Nation.
I was very good friends with Marion at Heartland, and Marion had her own notes on George because they were very good friends. And so, you know, I was talking with Marion, she's like, well, you know, he had these things that he, of other artists he wanted to record that he never got around to. And hey, Jim, maybe, you know, this is many years ago before she passed away, but, you know, he's like, maybe someday you should look into this or record that. So, on this album are my favorite Sharings, first of all, which focus mostly on his repertoire from the 50s.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with James Spencer and Autumn in New York. Mike Vernon spoke to me early in the year about his love of TV themes, and he loves performing them in his band, The M Squad.
Yeah, it was really cool. And as I said in the liner notes, you know, I've kind of been collecting and into this music for a long time. And this kind of goes to what you were just saying. You know, all of a sudden this came out, I was going, wow, man, I'm not the only guy digging on this music, you know. And he did such a, all of a sudden I just went blank on his name, with Colin. But anyway, he did such a great job with that. And it did turn on a lot of people to it. And I tell you, man, after that, people start coming out with different crime compilations, and I heard things I had never heard before. So, you know, it's, and people come up to me all the time. And the other day, I had never really heard the Girl from Uncle soundtrack. And it's fantastic. It is just fantastic. I can't remember the composer's name, but just, you know, and I'd never heard that. So, yeah, there's people out there, you know, that are into it. It's not a whole big deal like the Rolling Stones or something, but as you know, doing the Cocktail Nation all these years, there's definitely an audience that appreciates that and all the surrounding music, you know, of the lounge scene.
Cocktail Nation.
Oh, baby.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then. Can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then. Can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And though it seems that we have met before and we laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or when? For the first time, seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where all.
Nation, Ryan Christopher there, Where or When, a rising star from his much anticipated album My Time. Now, James Spencer, who we played before, has actually been working with that young man, which has just been fantastic. In fact, his album has been receiving international notoriety, recording 10 of the most requested standards of the Great American Songbook. Now, this year I got a message from a fan of the show by the name of Scott Denny, who'd written a very, very cool book the fans of the show would absolutely love. Here he is talking about Jade to Black.
Essentially, there's a rap, of course, as there always is in these kinds of things, some kind of trouble. There's a rat who is really hitting the one of the mob's main captains. He's really the big earner. And they want the person found. They want him stopped, etc. So that's the task and initial job that they have. And along the way, of course, we meet our femme fatale, and she's kind of involved directly or indirectly, and it kind of turns everything inside out and upside down.
And another fan of the show got in contact with me as well, a fellow by the name of Mike McMahon, and he wrote a book called James Bond 007, No More Promises. And we spoke to him about this particular book, which, of course, you can grab for free. And we've got some links up on the website as well. It's up on Wattpad.com.
So James Bond gets sent off to Vienna to sit in on some meetings that have to do with money laundering. He's not that excited about it, but M is trying to get him out of the way while there's some reshuffling and whatnot going on at MI6. And once he gets to Vienna, he finds that there are people after him, and he doesn't know why, because there's no real serious reason why he's there. He's just sitting in on these meetings to be out of the way. And he runs into some pretty serious and dangerous characters, and a couple of Bond girls, Ophelia Quivers being one of them. And from there, he goes off to Monaco, and adventure ensues. I think it's a fun little read. It's about 20,000 words, and not a huge book, but it's a lot of fun.
Now here's a fave from the album Solo Live. It's Edward Simon and Monk's Mood on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Hello there.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your bachelor pad. Nation, Tim Mayer and Fight Scene. That's from the album Tales of the Merman, and I spoke to Tim all about this particular album.
You know, it's truly the Tales of the Merman, the show, such as it is really designed with that mid-century aesthetic in mind, and so I took it on as a challenge. Some of these genres and subgenres I had never even dabbled in before, but you know, I listen to a few things and try to formulate some ideas and throw a few things together, and there it is.
I was pleased to see that David Gaston, he got his album out, one that had been a couple of years coming. There was a few hold-ups, let's just say. I won't get into the entire story of that, but it's a fabulous album, his second album, Happiness is a Way of Life. This is Vintage Now, Volume 2, and he told a bit of the story to me on the Cocktail Nation.
It took 8 years to release this album. So, yeah, like I said, Chinese democracy. And there's a lot of story behind what went on. And in that interview in Exotica Moderne, I go into that and I talk about what it was. And some of the I just straight up said some of the truth, which is some of the stuff I've been through, was like the Ed Wood movie from 1994. It's like some of that. I was rewatching that and saying, oh boy, yeah, that looks familiar. Yep, sure enough. And so it's some of the same things. And I talk about those things in there. So I think it'll give people a good behind-the-scenes look.
From the album, here's Robert Drasnan and Hullabaloo on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Ixtuelo there and Manna, one of the standout video clips of the year. The album, Dharma Land, of course, centered around Eden Arbez. And I spoke to Mattia Sunaback all about this amazing album, which you have to have in your collection.
The melodies that Eden wrote between 61 and 63 proves that the music can take different directions. So it's not going to sound like Eden's Island, but there's also many guesting artists that worked with Eden during his career that it feels good that they are back working with Eden or working with Eden's music once again. So it's like going full circle.
Now, next week, we kick off with our Twilight shows. And of course, the evenings at the Penthouse continues. I'm looking forward to a bit of a break, which is nice. I'm hoping that 2022 is going to be a whole lot better. I'm going to leave you with a very quirky album that I discovered this year. It's called Music for Falling Downstairs. Douglas Lee with Evening Stars of Sirirangoon. Stay here.